What up, guys? Hope you guys are doing great. Happy Friday. Another day in the dollar, you know what I'm saying? Hope you had a great day at work, you know, wherever y'all were at or doing. So just hope it was positive and hanged out with positive people and nothing but good vibes. I have a really good, sad story to tell you guys, talk to you about. It was pretty, you know, out of nowhere, you know. It was pretty emotional. The guy was very emotional. And it got to me, too, man. When I heard the story, it was very, very, you know, emotional. And I went to the pizzeria spot around me. You know, I was hungry. Hard day from work. So I went there. They gave me a couple slices, you know. Then this man was there. This man, you know, Italian guy. He was there. He was talking with one of the owners of the store, the pizzeria. They were talking and stuff. Then, you know, he's waiting for his pizza as well. Then I said, "Hey, how you doing? Hope everything's good. Hope you have a good day so far." And he's like, "Yeah, you think so?" You know, sometimes he goes, "You gotta think before you say that to a certain somebody, you know, because you just don't know what they're going through in life." I'm like, "Really? What do you mean about that?" Like. Then he started going in, and he started telling me that, you know, he was diagnosed with colon cancer and intestinal cancer, stage 3, and he only has 6 months to live. And I'm like, "Oh my God, you know, I'm so sorry." He's like, "You don't have to apologize." You know, he's just told me, you know, it was very emotional. You know, he was started to cry. Like, before you tell somebody how the day is going, you know, just sometimes you just gotta think. You know, sometimes people don't accept. Some people are just ungrateful. Some people don't. They don't see what, you know, they don't know what issues they have going on. You know what I'm saying? Some people just go with the flow. Some people just don't care. They're selfish. That's how people are. And he was going in about how he lives in his car. He has 6 months to live and he lives in his car. His ex-wife and the wife he has left him. He told me it was crazy. It was so sad. This man, you know, he was going in. He showed me pictures of his self, how he was over 400 pounds and he lost all that weight within 2 years. He said, "All this hard work and God punishing me with, you know, with cancer, this and that." Like, I'm like, "Oh my God, I don't even know what to say to the man." You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to what he's saying. "Oh, my girl left me because I can't have sex with her, this and that. She wanted to do it 5 times a day and I just couldn't." And I'm like, "Oh my God, man." I just felt so bad with the man. You know, this guy was, you know, he got me thinking. And then we were just talking. We exchanged numbers and stuff. I might have him, you know, I wanted to do a podcast with him. You know, maybe he can get together with me. I'll keep in contact with him, and you know, we'll set up a podcast together. And this goes to show you that, you know, you gotta be grateful for what you have, man. Be happy that you fucking have another life. Be happy that you know you're here and that you're doing something with yourself. You're living by the moment, that you're healthy, you got your health going, and that you're alive and, you know, well, doing well for yourself. Because there's people like him out there that are just dealing with cancer, that are dealing with homelessness, and just in the situation that they have no choice but to be in, you know. That's how life is, man. And a lot of us take it for granted. A lot of us don't see like that, man. This man was just going, he was just telling me, "Y'all, like, why would God do this to me? Why? Why is he doing this to me?" Like, you know, and he's like, "Oh, I pretty much can die tomorrow for, you know, I have 6 months to live. You know, I just got to live by the moment." And you got to live by the moment. I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely. I have to live by the moment. I got to just stop be grateful for the things I got. Stop fucking bitching and complaining. You know, sometimes I do that. I got to stop doing that. Stop complaining and stop bitching. Just be grateful that you're alive. Be grateful that I'm healthy. Be grateful my son's healthy. My family's healthy. I'm grateful for just a lot of things. This man, you know, that's what he told me. Before you think that somebody's having a good day, think before you say something, you know, because a lot of their situations is not good at all. Like, you know, his obviously is not, you know, obviously the best, you know. Like I said, I want to get him. I want to put him on this podcast. We'll exchange our information, you know. Lord willing, I'll get to have a convo with him, you know. We'll get together, we'll talk about it, and he'll explain everything more on the situation. It's just so fucked up, man. I just, you know, I feel for this guy, this man, you know, with colon cancer, with intestinal cancer. Like, wow. Like, there's no chemo for him, and he's young. He's 47 years old. This man, you know, I just feel for him, man. I have to link up with this guy. We're gonna make a YouTube video and we're gonna make a podcast, and he's gonna explain everything, man. I think his name is Rick. If I'm not mistaken. I gotta find out. Well, I'll get him. We're gonna talk. We're gonna make this podcast, and he's gonna explain everything, you know. And I just, oh man, I don't even know what to say. Like, how do you make a person feel better? You know what I'm saying? Like, in a situation like he's in, you know, it's unbelievable. It's like, all you can do is be there for that person, just make the best out of the day, and just live by the moment. I don't even know. Like, it's just so emotional. It's just, you don't know, man. You gotta live by the moment, man. You live for today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, work is work. Everybody gotta work. That's part of life. We all gotta do what we gotta do to provide. But just the fact, you have to fucking live. You know what I'm saying? Stop complaining about the small, stupid shit, and just be grateful for what the fuck you have. Go out there and make moves if you don't like what you're doing. If you don't like the situation you're going through. You know, yeah, you know, you're doing with yourself. Go out there and live, man. Live for the moment. Enjoy life, man. Because, like this man says, life's too short, man. You just don't know, man. One day you're chilling, having fun. The next day you have cancer. So it's how serious life. How serious life is. And we all gotta take it serious. This man, he looks phenomenal. He lost all the weight. He was 400 pounds, and then he just has cancer, you know. And then he was just going in, telling me, you know, God has a plan for me. And, you know, I don't want to wish karma on my ex-wife's. You know, it is what it is. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? You know, karma does come, you know what I'm saying? They're going to get theirs. They're going to regret theirs. And he owns two houses, the man, you know, and he just lives in his car. I guess he chose his ex-wife to have the houses. You know, so that's how trifling these women are, man. But it's just so bad. I feel for this man. Like, you know, this man, you know, like I said, we're gonna chop it up. I'm gonna collab with him. I'm gonna talk with him, you know. He agreed to make a podcast with me, so, and a video on YouTube with him, you know, and Alex, you know, we'll talk, man, we'll go in, I'll talk to him about his cancer diagnosis, and, you know, and how he got it, what the treatments, and unfortunately, there was no more treatment for him, that he couldn't do anything left. He was only got 6 months to live. We're gonna go all in with that, you know. He'll explain more. But this goes to show you guys, man, like, this made me wake up a lot, man. This man made me wake up and think about, wow, I have to, I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciated on where I'm at right now. You know, I can do better, you know, obviously I'm health-wise with the eating habits. But, you know, I'm just grateful, man. Thank the Lord, man. I'm like, you know, I could be in his shoes, man. And, you know, people like him, you know, it makes people, you know, realize, damn, like, there's more out of life, man. And we have to live by the moment. Excuse me. We got to live by the moment and stop complaining, bitching about the stupidest shit, and stop the arguing, stop the fussing, you know, and start eating right, start working out, take care of your body, start being more positive. Start hanging out more. Live by the moment. Live the scenes. And just make the best of life. You know, this man, you know, is he's one of my heroes, man. To be honest, just hearing this, hearing his issue, man, just it's crazy. Hopefully, I get that collab with him soon, and we'll take it from there. And I hope you guys are doing great, man. Enjoy your weekend. God bless you all. And think about it, man. Think about this podcast and learn from it. And make sure you're just grateful, man. Be grateful and hug the person you're next to. Because you just don't know, man. You know, situations like this can happen to anybody. And you just got to be grateful what you have now. And just be positive. Lord willing, like I said, I'll collab with him. I'll look for him. We'll talk. We already exchanged numbers. So I'm going to speak with him, then I'll make a podcast with him. So be on the lookout for that. All right, guys, you guys take care of yourselves. God bless you all, and one love.